bit of a non-event. All right. First question, obviously, would be about your look tonight. And then
my look?
Hey, Charlie, you want to kick us off?
Sure. I mean, we just spoke out there, but yeah. Owen informs me that you've scored a goal like that before at Darlington.
I have.
Where do you think that ranks in the goals that you've scored in the game?
I just watch it back, so I'll rank it first, actually, because of the way the ball swerved. That's why. Well, yeah, first, for sure.
just one on the run that this team's been on to start of the year. You know, to be alone in second place now heading into the weekend, it's going to be a good feeling in the room right now.
It actually wasn't. I mean, we wanted to win. It feels like a loss because we're expected to win that game. And I guess now we just got to look forward to the next one. That's how we see it. If we get stuck to it, I mean, we'll never get past it. So we just want to move on. Next one, 3 points, and then three. It's game after game.
Tom? As you know, the team is picking up pace here, and you guys have had a long trip back from Vancouver Island. Do you feel like you all have enough in the tank to keep going these quick turnaround games?
I mean, we do, obviously. I mean, there are some tired legs. I mean, traveling from Pacific to here, obviously we're going to get some guys that have tired legs, for me, example. But we do, we definitely have that energy. We just have to stick together. I mean, but for sure, next game, we're just going to give it all out, like we always do. Yeah.
And, when you score a goal like that, when it's in your head, what makes you decide, I'm not going to try to get the cross and I'm just going for it myself?
Actually, when I received the ball, I just thought, well, I seen the keeper, it's a bit outside, so I just thought, let me lay out, because I know I got a good shot, so I feel like probably that's why I should do more, probably get more goals like that. Yeah.
Awesome, thank you.
Any other questions in the room, Robin?
Well, I mean, your goal celebration of tearing the shirt off, I guess maybe the coach would give you a pass on picking up one yellow card for that, but, you picked up others before, like cards. Be some game in September, you're ever going to think back and say, oh, I wish I hadn't ripped the shirt off. I'm going to miss that game in whenever September is.
Nah, actually, I don't. I mean, I did what I did. I'll do it again for sure.
Okay. Well, you won't be doing that every game. That was the best goal, and that was the, your best goal.
Thank you.
When you did hit it, as soon as it left your foot, did you know it was going to hit the
net? I don't want to be cocky, but I didn't even watch the ball go in. I just wanted to celebrate straight away. I mean, because if I left home, Brian said I was going to score. So I just looked at him, just ran to him. So, yeah, actually, I didn't watch the ball go in. Just tried to celebrate straight away.
What's it mean for you? Because preseason, you were absolutely flying.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of an injury.
Yeah.
And you had to kind of restart and reset yourself a little bit. But how have you felt this season be progressing for you and also becoming more of a part of this team, arriving kind of a little bit later on last year and now kind of being a little bit more of a big contributing factor?
To be honest, I've been, for last month, I was a bit down. I wouldn't say I was depressed, but I didn't feel like myself, and I feel like I could give more to the team. So obviously not having stats, but just playing good games, that's what I want, really, just build that momentum, that confidence, because I feel like confidence is something that you build in yourself. So if you play good games, it's games after games, and I don't feel like I've been doing that. So this goal, it just means a lot, obviously, just taking out all the pressure, and obviously, thank God, like I always do. I feel like that's the biggest support that I have right now, and my family also. So it just meant a lot, scoring that goal.
Have maybe one or two questions on Zoom for you, so just on that little
monitor
over here.
Yeah, Kevin, where was this goal coming from? Is it from the Portuguese blood or the English brains?
None of them. From Guinea-Bissau. That's where I'm from.
And more importantly, when you hit the ball like that and you think this is what is going to clinch the points, and then your opponents, fight back into the game to level, it takes something away from, your whole mood, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, obviously, it would be nice to have the winning goal, but unfortunately, we conceded and obviously just feel a bit frustrated.
And is it far-fetched to say Kevin Sato's scores worldies? Your first goal for the season was an Olympico, which grabbed the headlines even though the team lost in Pacific, and then this other stupendous strike.
Well, let's hope we continue like this. Just amazing goals. As long as it goes in, that's what it matters.
And your rating of the league, you coming in with no prowl, knowledge about what's happening here and this season 5, definitely had some share of it already for this season. Has it really met your expectation, the league, the level of competition, you know, and quality?
I was surprised. I didn't know anything about CPL, so actually when I first came, I thought there's a lot of quality. It's very competitive, athletic, so I could say it caught me by surprise a little bit because I wasn't really expecting it, but it's a very good league. I mean, you've seen players go out abroad, and I think that's what we're looking for, just that next step. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. That's all from me.
Just one from me before we wrap.
Yeah.
Where we are in the season, then, where this team is in the league table, what's the objective, what's the goal for this group of guys?
Like I said from the beginning to the coaches, we're going for everything, really. So we've got the potential, we've got the team, the hard work, energy, everything. We want to win the league and then obviously into playoffs and win playoffs. That's our main goal.
I'll let you send that. You're done for the night, my friend.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Kev, you're really trying to make sure Max never wears the same thing as you again.
Well, who's wore the same shorts as me today?
Thanks, boy.
Thank you very much.
Sure.